Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Somewhere in Vegas here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Mark the Q. I'm your host. I'm very privileged to have an innovator. This guy has, came up with a really brilliant idea of how we all date. I know it's Valentine's Day week, and, you know, I, like many people, do not have a date for Valentine's Day. But, you know, it's never too late to think about what's going on next year. I don't think we all, we all kind of realize that we're not going to be, Romeos out there, or we're not going to be Castanovas out there. And some of these ladies aren't going to be movie stars, A-list movie stars as well. So, you know, we see websites that kind of glorify the idea of wanting to be, you know, as perfect as you possibly can be, and kind of selling yourself to a potential mate or potential date as well. But I happened across this really great website because I saw a very good segment about that. I believe it was a Gone Good Morning America that has a website that not only puts your good attributes forward, but also lets people know what attributes that you may lack or some deficiencies you may have. So you get a realistic view of what's going on with yourself as well. So I'm very privileged to have David Reeler on with us. He is the co-founder of SettleForLove.com. How you doing, David?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm obviously a little bit busy week for you this week. You just announced, you just had a press release this morning. You're still starting to roll a little bit about it. How has been the reaction since you've went on some of these morning talk shows, and how's it been for the site?
Yeah, it's been awesome. I mean, our users have been growing. Again, the site SettleForLove.com has been growing ever since the last month. In mid-December, we only had about 75 members, and over the last month, we're now at about 3,500, and we're growing every single day. So it's been awesome. I mean, to tell you the truth, the most encouraging fact is, you know, just the nice notes we get from people saying, like, this is such a cool idea. I'm so sick of Match.com where you're just selling yourself. You know, it's so cool to find a community of people that want to be themselves and post good pictures and bad pictures and talk about your pros and cons. And I mean, we got a lot of room to grow. We're excited to go past 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 members and keep growing. But yeah, honestly, it's been really rewarding. And some of the positive feedback we've got about where we're headed has been extremely encouraging.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, there's kind of a, thing online, and, that you have to be, almost 100% perfect for a person. And really, to tell you the truth, love isn't about perfection. It's about somebody had actually said something about, I don't remember who it was, but said that it's about loving the imperfections that you have. That's what true love's all about. So that's why I kind of love this concept as well. I mean, for those who don't know about the concept behind SettleForLove.com, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and so SettleForLove.com actually started from my own personal experiences. This is why I believe in this concept so much, is because I lived this life for 5 or 6 years. So about 5 or 6 years ago, I started going on the traditional dating sites, eHarmony, Match, Plenty of Fish, et cetera. And again, trying to find love, and I'd really put myself out there, and, it'd take, sometimes a couple of weeks to get comfortable with someone where they'd want to meet me in person in some cases, and we'd meet up, and I'd realize, holy cow, they didn't look like their picture, or, the way they described themselves was different, and this wasn't just a couple of dates. This was like, 10 out of 15 dates seemed to be quite a bit different. Some people posting pictures from many years ago, or maybe snapping 400 selfies and only taking the best one. And it got me to the point where I was like, I was even insecure. I'm like, I hope I'm posting a picture of myself balding, because I didn't want girls to think, show up and be like, oh, you had a hat in all your pictures or something like that. So I started even posting a picture of myself balding on these sites. And really through all of this, that's where I teamed up with my business partner, my good friend from college. And we realized, this is a huge gap. All these sites out there are about selling yourself. Why don't we make a site about being yourself? And we thought, if we can just get people to catch on to this, which they've been doing, we'll grow a bigger and bigger community, and it's a lot easier to be yourself when everybody else is trying to be themselves too. Because again, everybody has, like you said, flaws. Everybody has imperfections. Now, you have to draw whatever line you want to draw for what you're going to put out there. But at least when you give the platform, the tool set to put it out there, to post a bad picture, people are more likely to do it. Whereas on these other sites, there's not a slot to post your bad picture. That's insane, right? You never see that on Match.com. It's all about, you want to be the tallest, the cutest, the guy who makes the most money, et cetera. So that's what we're all about. And we think that if you put it out there a little bit sooner, you're more likely to find someone who loves you for who you are. And that's what it's all about, is finding a good match.
Yeah, you know, and I'm hoping it's the opposite of catfishing on your site, because, you know, a lot of people, you know, for those who don't know what catfishing is that means that they put up a different profile than you actually are. You know, they maybe put up a different picture completely as well. But this seems to be the absolute opposite. You're showing yourself in real life, you know, as you are, you know, so maybe they might be a little bit better once you get to meet them a little bit more. So that kind of takes that kind of factor out of it as well. I think it's kind of interesting in that case as well. I mean, it's, you know, I think with online dating, that is the kind of the problem is that we want to make ourselves look a lot better than we actually are in real life. And there is a gap between that as well. And obviously this website has the opportunity to be a little bit more, I guess, real online.
Sure. Yeah, I think that's the goal, is that, I mean, we want you to be able to show up on your first real date and feel comfortable and be like, you know, this is me, and she already knows it, or he already knows it. You know what I mean? And it's a lot. I mean, I've been on dates before where I was nervous because I didn't really know what the girl maybe looked like, because her picture was from so far away or something like that. And that's not a big deal. Again, looks aren't everything, but they're an important part of, you know, a physical attraction. And who wants to communicate with somebody for weeks or months without really knowing who they're talking to? You know, because everybody has a type, and that's just the physical side. There's, of course, the description side too, which is where our pros and cons help. You know, you can say things like, I'm addicted to Diet Mountain Dew, or I love watching football all Sunday long, or I'm not a bar guy, so I clearly write that as one of my cons. Some girls find that super unattractive, and some girls think that's really cute. So it's just, again, giving people the platform to really be themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I said, you've gotten so much traction with this website now. You said you got up to 3,000 members over there. Is there any certain city that you find that's getting more profiles?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the it kind of goes with the population, you know, so we got a ton in the Los Angeles area and the New York area and the Chicago area, but really we're in every state now. And we're also spanning to Canada, and we kept it to just Canada and the U.S. right now as our kind of target areas, but we've actually had 17 countries reach out and say, hey, we want this here too. So we definitely have plans for expansion, but as of right now, you know, we're focusing on the United States, because of course for a dating site, you want to join and you want to see, you know, hundreds of members in your local area. And that's our goal right now, is to give people lots of options. And so that's why we love the fact to go on shows like this and get the word out there. And hopefully, you know, as our site continues to improve and improve more and more, you know, people will tell their friends, and we'll hopefully be able to grow and make this thing work for everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I really hope that, you know, we do see, you know, people, you know, start, kind of come on and kind of, you know, kind of get to the behind this idea. You know, like I said, Los Angeles and New York. I mean, hopefully Vegas is going to be growing up here a little bit after this.
Sure,
but
great.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be, you know, it's kind of great to be able to see that as well. Is there any events that you're doing outside of the website itself to kind of motivate people to start coming on the site?
Some events. So we are doing, like you said, a lot of media this week, but we do have ideas to do some of the. So we've entered a couple of contests, we'll say. I don't know if they're events yet, where we're kind of going to be publicly speaking about. It's more, I'm from Wisconsin, Wisconsin-Illinois area, so we're doing some local events in Illinois and Wisconsin to kind of get our name out there. But yeah, we'd love to, you know, if there are more opportunities in Vegas and you guys knew about them, please let me know. We'd love to speak and get our content out there. Right now, I think this week's all about, you know, just the whole Valentine's Day buzz and trying to, you know, speak our minds to as much people as possible. But yeah, we're definitely interested in meeting people and getting out there and getting feedback and hopefully expanding it that way as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously this is a homegrown effort. I mean, we're seeing that, you know, that, you know, you haven't done much press. You said this morning that you just released a press release to a lot of the major people. And I think that you're going to get a lot of catches on that, especially this week. So, you know, it's kind of amazing to be able to see that from such a homegrown effort that you've accomplished so much in so little of time. So,
well, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, we're a two-man team, and we have one developer that's been working with us. So it's been crazy to think that, you know, Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine if we actually had like a staff of 100 people, you know, how much we could do. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, now, tell us a little bit about the signing up process over at settleforlove.com, and tell us a little bit about the idea, you know, how people can sign up and kind of the idea behind it.
Sure, yes. First off, settleforlove.com is 100% free. We don't charge for anything. In fact, there's no even way to pay us. So I guess there's a donate button on the bottom of the page, but that's about it. But it's 100% free. You can go to www.settleforlove.com, or you can Google Settle for Love, and we'll be the first link. And the registration process takes about a minute. You basically answer a couple questions, you know, the basics to get your profile up. If we ask you for, you know, good pictures and bad pictures, and talk about your pros and cons and what you'd settle for in a lover, or a match, I should say. It doesn't have to be a lover. And then, yeah, you're in. And we then have a profile approval process where we make sure you're a real person, basically just reading your profile, because we don't want, you know, spammers and stuff like that. And so we're very big on quality, where we want people to be real. So when you're contacted, you know it's a real person. And then, yeah, you'll be in. And so within about 30 minutes, your profile will be approved, and you'll be able to – you'll have matches. You'll be able to search for whatever type of person you want, and you'll be able to browse profiles. So you'll be able to get a feel for how other people are expressing themselves. So it's pretty simple. And, again, yeah, the idea is just about giving people the platform to put things out there that they want to put out there. And, again, everybody has to draw that line for themselves. So, like, even though my insecurity is balding and some silly things like that, you know, other people might say, you know, they can't drive a car because of some reason, or they lost their job or something. You know, everybody has a few things that maybe they want to put out there, and some people might say, you know what, that's too personal. I'm going to save that one. So you don't have to be afraid. You can do whatever you want, and you know, our site is totally open to you expressing yourself in whatever way you want. It's just we kind of give you that platform to do it, and you'll see that other people do it, so it makes you feel hopefully a little more comfortable to be yourself.
Yeah, obviously there's been the kind of hurdles because, I mean, you've grown so fast in such short of a time as well. I mean, how's it been for you to update the site? And, you know, obviously are you looking ahead towards when we do see more people come in and join on the site?
Yeah, it has been crazy. I mean, a part of me wishes I would have known the huge rush was going to happen around New Year's Eve, which is when we kind of got hit with the initial shows. And we went from nobody on our site to tons of people. And so since then, the nice thing now is our site is in such a good spot compared to where it was 4 weeks ago. We've improved it so much. It's 10 times faster. We have the capacity now to grow up to 100,000 members without any problems. And, again, that's a lot of room for growth. And we've improved features. So, you know, tons of just look and feel features, so it's more comfortable for our users. And, again, it's all free. So that's the best part about this is there's really no risk. You can sign up, you can see who's there, and hopefully, you know, especially if you're looking for friendship or you're looking for a long-term relationship or whatever you're looking for, hopefully you can, you know, give it a try and tell your friends, and hopefully we'll be able to grow, especially in the Vegas area. I know for sure we've got at least 50 people in the Vegas area, but it's hard to keep them all, you know, everyone straight. But Vegas definitely has a population of people that people have heard about it, like yourself, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, hopefully that expands. I'm pretty sure it will eventually. You know, I mean, there's quite a few of us that we consider ourselves locals that, you know, aren't up on the strip or anything, not working on the strip or anything like that. So it's, you know, I think it's going to be very interesting to see the growth in the next year or so in terms of the site. Now, I want to mention you guys can check them out, settleforlove.com, on Twitter at settleforlove, and settleforlove on Facebook as well, if you guys haven't checked those out yet. They have a nice little video, so it kind of explains a little bit more about what's going on. And it's a cute little video, too, so you guys definitely check it out. David's a part of it. He's the main figure in the video as well, so you get to see how he looks like and all that. And, I think it's absolutely great. Anything else I'm missing?
No, I think that's great. I think you hit the main things. And I do think the video, if you're a little bit curious about what this is about, I do think that you go to settleforlove.com, the video on the homepage, again, you'll see me, you'll see some of my imperfections. You'll see I went through a breakup, and as we all have, I'm sure, and you'll see how it is. I guess that the last thing I'd mention, I don't know if you knew this, but I actually met someone on Soul for Love. How cool is that? So a month ago when we got all this buzz, a girl had messaged me who happened to be in my hometown. She was really cute, and we went on a date, and we really clicked, and it was just amazing. And it's, of course, I was like not only amazed that I was so happy I was with her, but it was like, oh my gosh, I met her on the site too. So how cool is that? So it can work. We've had members leave every single day saying they found somebody, you know, and that's cool. I found somebody on the site. And it can work, and it is working. We're only, again, been popular for about a month and a half, but I think being honest works. And hopefully as we continue to expand, we'll see it more and more.
And that's one of the other trademarks of love, is to be honest. If you're not honest in love, then you're not going to benefit your partner. So I think it's absolutely great as well. Honesty is always the best policy, especially for love. So make sure you guys definitely check out settleforlove.com. David, best of luck to you coming up in this next year. Like I said, the growth's been absolutely amazing, and hopefully we get that expanded to maybe 3 or 4 times that come next year.
That would be awesome. Thanks so much for your time.
No problem at all, David. Thanks for your time, and best of luck to you this week, and don't overwork yourself.
All right. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. David from settleforlove.com. That's settleforlove.com. So, guys, definitely check that out. Absolutely free for those people that are single out there. Please go to the website, settleforlove.com. And like I said, just check out the video and all that as well. Like I said, they're on Twitter, @settleforlove. And they've been doing a pretty good social media campaign. Twitter, they've been doing a pretty good job about as well, and then Facebook as well. So please check them out. I mean, like I said, their site is more about honesty than it is about trying to make yourself bigger than you are. So I think that's absolutely a great deal to be able to be talked about as well. Okay. So VegasPodcasting.com is updated, everybody. You guys can check out all what's going on some of the past interviews we've had for the past couple weeks. It's been a busy February so far, and January. It'll be a busy February, and by the looks of it, March coming up. So go to VegasPodcasting.com. You'll see some of the interviews that you guys have missed. And also, you guys are going to be seeing some upcoming guests that are going to be coming on the show. Also, I want to talk a little about, we're going to be, Blog Talk Radio has been generous enough. Like I said, we've been around for 5 or 6 or 7 years right now. We're running on our 7th year, I believe. Well, maybe 7th year. I'll have to double check on that. But we've been around for so much a long time, and we've done the show so much. Blog Talk is going to be helping us get a little bit more promotion behind us. So for those longtime listeners, thanks for your support, and hopefully we're going to be getting some new listeners coming into the show as well. I know not a lot of people listen to this live. A lot of people listen to this on archive, and I appreciate that. I can actually see the numbers as well. Hopefully by the end of the year we may reach 1 million downloads on the podcast. So fingers crossed on that. Make sure you guys go to iTunes and subscribe to the channel. Go to Stitcher Radio. Make sure you guys go there and listen to the podcast as well. Those all count. So make sure you guys check that out as well. Follow us on Twitter @SWIV, and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. Now, coming up on Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, we continue our interviews from the Sundance Film Festival. We'll be talking to two really great gals. One of them is Jamie Nutella from Blue Eye Pictures, a really great gal. She's going to be someone to talk about. She's producing a lot of films internationally. Absolute great gal. She's kind of, she started really, really early in 1998 with commercials. You may have seen her stuff at the Super Bowl. But she's been doing a really great job of making that transition over to major film. She's doing a really great job, so make sure you guys check that out. And also on that, sorry about that, got a little choked up there. Let's see if we can find the name, Janae Altswager. She's an actress. She's been been in a lot of films including quite a few Adam Sandler projects. She has branched out into filmmaking. She's had quite a few films that has some major stars and some major prowess. We'll be talking to her a little bit about her upcoming year, which is going to be very, very busy. She's producing a new TV show. She has another film that she's going to be producing. She just got done talking with Jennifer Lopez about her film, and we're talking about a little bit of her acting gigs as well. Really great gal, and both of those gals are really making an impact in Hollywood right now. So we'll have those interviews coming up on Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern here on Somewhere in Vegas. Coming up next week, we have a actor that's going to be in who is in the hit smash hit in theaters right now, Selma, Oscar nominated Selma, I should say. And we're going to have, I believe his name is Stan Houston. He's going to be on the show next week, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. That's 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Monday. So we're going to have him on the show then as well. Like I said, make sure you guys check us out at SWIV and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. We'll take care of you there. I got quite a few things kind of listed up real really quick. I can tell you that we might have Hope Flood back on. She's got a convention going on, so we'll be talking to her a little bit about that. I think we talked a little bit about that with Hope back when we interviewed her last year. She does these annual Comics Rock conventions for female comics to be able to talk a little bit about what's going on. So we'll probably have Hope on coming up in the next couple weeks as well. We may have a couple shows from Portland, Oregon coming up too, if I can find some really interesting people to be able to talk to. Maybe we'll talk to some of the people out there coming up this, because I'm planning a trip to Oregon coming up later this month. So we might be off 1 week just because I'm not going to be around. Let me think. What else? Razzies are coming up. Hopefully we'll get some insight into the Razzies. A little bit late on that. I usually have the person that organizes the Razzies on the show, but it might be a little bit too late for me to get an interview with him. But we could always see. You know, we can always check and see if we can do that before it. But if not, I'll definitely have to let you guys in on the Razzie balloting as well. Let's see, anything else I need to talk to you about? Just check it out. Go to WombatSports.com. Go to VegasPodcasting.com. I'm sorry. VegasPodcasting.com and check out all the interviews. And like I said, we'll announce some stuff as well. And I'm at SWIV on Twitter and Somewhere in Vegas on Facebook. For now, I think we're going to call it a day. We'll see you guys coming up next week. Just Danae Altswager and Jimmy Nutella from the Sundance Film Festival, which was a really good time. Like I said, if you have missed some of the interviews that we've had from Sundance, you guys can go to VegasPodcasting.com. With that in mind, we'll see you guys next week.